My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Oh, really? That sucks.
All right, we can file this one under making the police job, the police officer's job, very easily. Portland police officers conducted a suspected drug bust. No. Pulled over a car. And they said had reasonable cause to search the vehicle. And in the vehicle, not only did they find a handgun that was loaded, they found a bag in this vehicle.
Okay.
It said, the bag said, in very big letters.
In Sharpie?
No, it was printed. Somebody had made this bag.
Ooh, laminated.
It said... laminated? It was not laminated.
Oh, I thought it was like a card thing.
No. It was a bag. It looks like a burlap sack with I'm going to go with screen printed on it.
Okay.
Definitely not a bag full of drugs.
Shut up. Yes. 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 I love this criminal.
We
yes.
ain't found s***.
Yes. Yes.
In the bag... labeled definitely not a bag full of drugs.
Nothing to see here.
Police officers found, in fact, what I count as 13 bags of drugs in the bag that says definitely not a bag full of drugs. In addition to the 13 bags of drugs they found.
Yes.
They found also several other bags that can be used to fill with drugs.
Yeah, so they're definitely getting the distribution or the intent to distribute here.
Two scales and a stack of $100 bills.
Why weren't those in the bag that said definitely not drugs? Well, that would be the smarter.
They were.
Oh, they I thought you said they found those around.
No, this was all in that bag.
They're all in the bag. This is beautiful.
It's a large bag.
How could the cops have ever have figured out to look in the bag that says definitely not
drugs? Stupid or something?
You know what they're going to say? I don't think it's in this.
They're like, we checked everything but that bag that says definitely not drugs at the suspected drug dealers.
I feel like the officer conducting the search in the car went, guys, I think we got something here.
I want that call to have to be public record.
What do you...
We should get to hear that.
I sincerely wish one of those cops was like, nope, it's not going to be in here. This one says clearly, definitely not a bag full of drugs.
Yeah. I want to see that body cam footage. I'm just like, should we look at the one that's definitely not drugs?
I'm hoping the officer pulled that bag that was definitely not a bag full of drugs. I hope he pulled it out, and as the guy's sitting there outside of his vehicle is like, what's in here? He's like, not drugs.
definitely not drugs.
Definitely not drugs.
The criminal's like, darn it, we got the only illiterate cop in all of Oregon. Why didn't you read the sign? It says it's not drugs. It can't be.
Yeah. I hope the other side of this says, not my bag. He's like, that's not mine. I've never seen that before in my life.
I actually stole this car. Get me for stealing the car. That's not my bag.
I was under the impression there were no drugs in that bag, officer. It clearly says on the bag, there's definitely not it's not a bag full of drugs.
How did those get there?
Yeah.
This was my bowling bag.
A surprise to nobody, the driver and passenger were arrested and faced several charges of possession of drugs, intent to distribute. I think these guys are in trouble.
I would assume so. Yeah. I love dumb criminals.
Mm.
It's like my favorite thing.
I don't know, though. It's pretty smart. We've seen dumber.
And they would have gotten away for it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling cops.
Yeah, this is Scooby-Doo. Yeah, and they brought in the drug-sniffing dog, and he's like, ah, if it wasn't for these cops that can read,
the cops,
we'd have gotten away with it.
The cops are like, I don't know. I think the dog might be malfunctioning. Yeah. He's sniffing the bag and alerting us to the one that says there's no drugs here.
I don't think in Scooby-Doo they needed the dog's help finding the drugs.
I don't know that they ever found
drugs. I think Shaggy had that covered.
Zoinks!
That's why he was always so hungry. Of course.
It smells like weed in here, Scoob.
Raw Raggy.
They should bring that show back, but have a more adult spin on it.
I think it had an adult spin on it back then.
They did. There was a whole series on Velma, which was meant for, like,
the HBO a little bit Max older. One?
Yes, yeah,
oh.
With a bit more mature themes.
Hmm. All right.
Was she sniffing out drugs?
Was it? Well, Fred and Daphne, like, this is something that you never caught on as a kid, but we started rewatching all this stuff. Fred and Daphne would always just sneak away.
Yeah.
And they'd be gone for, like, most of the show, and it's like, they just pop back up, and it's like, I'm just surprised, like, the artist didn't, like, have Fred's ascot off kilter sometimes. Like, he should have been always, like, coming back and, like, readjusting his ascot.
A little lipstick on the cheek.
Yeah.
I saw a meme the other day. It said, all right, guys, you go out there in the haunted amusement park. Daphne and I are going to go check out the bedroom.
Yeah. It's,
well, Velma usually got thrown in with them as well.
No, Velma was on her own. Like, it was, like, Scooby and Shaggy
it's
together.
50-50.
And then she'd always lose her glasses.
And then Velma was by herself. Well, yeah, because they walked in on Fred and Daphne, and Fred's like, you saw nothing. You're blind, Velma. You saw nothing here.
As someone who needs glasses also, no one's eyesight is that bad.
I'll get it in.
Is that Fred?
Yeah, no. Fred is a Fred. Healthy, active male.
Healthy, active male.
Shannon Shaw was having sex.
That is an atrocity.
Didn't sound like it.
Man. All right. Note to all you criminals out there. If you're going to have a bag full of drugs, label it something other than definitely not a bag full of drugs.
Possibly drugs.
Or do it.
Who could have seen that one coming?
Because if you're going to get caught, at least let us have a laugh, huh?
Do the same thing as most of my buddies do on their phone. Second calculator. Your girlfriend will never look in there.
Nobody ever wants to know where what's in the second calculator. Hard math.
It's a scientific calculator.
It's where I keep my hypotenuse.
This helps me with my graphing issues.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You remember how in Algebra 2, our teacher said there will be some time where I need to calculate the shadow of a flagpole to indicate the time? That's what I use my second calculator for. Doesn't your phone have the time on it, sweetheart? I'm a man of principle. And I go by the shadows, damn it.
Why does your second calculator have a password to get into it?
Based on, you know, science.
Tinder.
Well, the second calculator was long before Tinder.
Oh, man. All right.
I was way off.
So we have a Vancouver Ford texter that says, second favorite Cops episode was when a stone guy had a J behind his ear during a traffic stop. What is your favorite episode of Cops?
Is there someone famous who gets arrested on Cops that beats that?
No. My favorite one, my favorite episode of Cops was like, it was one of the early episodes. And because my dad coached at Lewis and Clark College. And the episode of Cops was, I saw like four people getting arrested in Pacific Lutheran University sweatshirts.
You're like,
and I was
yes.
Like, it was like, Tacoma.
Tacoma.
That's where the OG episodes were all filmed.
They were all in Tacoma.
Yeah, they were all in
Guess
Tacoma.
What? If they wanted
I remember
to
being like, hey, I know that.
Wasn't it a bunch of Multnomah County, though, too, because of old Sheriff John Bunnell.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, they wanted to revive it. Tacoma would be a good place to start.
Didn't the creator, like one of the creators of Cops, wasn't he like shoved off a cliff here in Oregon?
Was it Sheriff John Bunnell?
No, I don't think so. I think he was like a...
Are we killing people again?
All right. Yeah, did we kill a second
person? No, I feel confident in this one. It was a super sad story. Yeah, I don't know. We're going to have to do the fact checking here.
I'm feverishly Googling.
Okay.
Yep. Maybe that's not how you say
it. Yep, here we go. 2003, Paul Stoyanovich, the creator and pioneer of the Pioneer Police reality series Cops, died March 15th after falling 300 feet from a cliff into the ocean in Oregon.
Eesh.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, those cliffs are really, really, really dangerous.
Is it northern coast, southern coast?
That's why I'm afraid of heights.
He is an accident. He accidentally fell off a cliff on the Oregon coast while posing for a photograph with his fiance.
Oh.
Yeah. It's one of those viewpoints on 101 as you're like,
he
south of
slipped on a wet tree root and fell 300 feet to the rocks in the ocean below.
This is why I don't do heights. Stay far, far away from heights.
Man. Yeah, that's scary to me, man.
I don't go near the ledge on the second floor in Hawkinson.
Yeah, like,
that's not good.
Not doing it.
The second floor?
It's a two-floor high school.
Oh.
There's a bottom level. Ooh. That's the 100s. There's a top level, 200s.
I didn't need to know that. Manzanita, Rust.
Was it?
Yeah, it was in Manzanita, 2003. Sad. Very sad.
Eesh.
All right. Well, I really brought that segment down. I'm sorry, guys.
We'll bring it back. Vancouver Ford text line. First favorite episode was when someone flagged down a cop because someone sold them nuts instead of crack.
I guess that's a good one to take number
one.
That
would be a good one. Hey, we got a shady businessman down here. He told me he was selling me some crack. It's a bag of nuts.
Which then does the cop reply, right, was sir. It D's nuts?
All right, sir, why don't you come over here and we're going to put you in the back of this car. We'll find the bad guy.
Sit in the back of here and
we're
point him out to
us. Another cop car. We got to arrest a crack dealer who's selling nuts out here.
It's like the early on in A Few Good Men when they arrest Tom Cruise's, or they're trying Tom Cruise's client for buying a dime bag of oregano. And he says, basically, it's not illegal to be stupid.
Yeah, I know a guy.
It's an office episode.
I know a guy from college who said, I kid you not, his summer job was selling literal weeds from a ditch to tourists because he was Hawaiian who were looking for weed. He goes, there's like this plant. It smells like weed. Looks like weed. Like that's what we would do is we would just like grind it up and just sell it to tourists. He's like, they weren't getting hurt. They weren't getting high.
Yeah. What he said was, what are you going to charge him with? Possession of a condiment?
Yeah. It was like literally... he's like, it's a ditch weed. Like, it's like, just grows. And
that's awesome.
Just sell it to the tourists. What a racket. What a racket, bud.
Well, I know people in Hawaii right now.
Well, they need to check themselves.
I don't think they're going to be buying, but you never know.
All right, well... Be on high alert.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.